This morning's scripture reading is from John chapter 16, verses 12 through 15. It is found on page 110 in your pew Bible. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Thanks be to God.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I'm here today to talk about the Big Flats Community Food Pantry. I hope that you will learn something and leave here with a renewed sense of community. It is within this church that helped shape my heart, that helped me to understand community, the message of today. Let's start with, what is a food pantry? A pantry is where people can come to get food. It is a place where groceries are handed out. Our pantry is made up of volunteers from this and other churches, along with other people connected to Big Flats. Individuals that have made a commitment to help others, to give of their time and give of themselves. I would like to say to all the volunteers, helpers, and donors of past and present, those of you that are here today and those of you that are not, thank you for all that you have done to make our pantry special. You know who you are. Thank you. A food bank and a food pantry may seem to be one and the same, but they are not. The Food Bank of the Southern Tier is an organization that makes it easier for local pantries to obtain free federal food, as well as state grants for utilities, refrigerators, freezers, and food. Hang on. There we go. The Food Bank employees operate a huge warehouse of frozen, fresh, and canned food. The bank makes it possible for pantries from six counties to purchase reasonably priced food in bulk. The food bank designates a pantry as a place to receive emergency food. That means to be able to buy food from the food bank, we are required to feed anyone that walks through our doors at least once. No matter where they live, no matter how much money they make, no matter what their race, gender, religion, or political affiliation, if they come to the pantry looking for food, they leave with food. If they are from outside the area, we also give them information on how to find a pantry closer to their home. While we do keep records of who comes in case of a food recall, we no longer ask for anyone's income. Why not? Quite simply, we are not the food police. If someone is without food, how can I possibly turn them away because I judge that they make too much money? How can I have love in my heart for my fellow man and turn someone away that is asking me for food? People who visit our pantry aren't like you and me. They are you and me. They are people who need a little help to get by. They are our neighbors, our friends, our family. From the beginning, 34 years ago, our pantry has provided food to many families on a regular basis. A supplemental food source to those who have incomes and families and cars and houses, but are too close to the edge. Many have told us they couldn't make it without our help. Food insecurity comes in many forms. A senior that worked all his life in a job without a pension, who now can't pay the house payment, the heating bill, and also buy food. Or a family where kids, where one of the parents lost their job because their position was eliminated through no fault of their own. Or a 52-year-old woman that worked as a nurse for 20 years but lost her ability to work due to a health condition. What can they do when there is no food? They can come to Big Flats Community Food Pantry and get a minimum of 3 meals per week for every family member. We are there with open arms and open hearts. We provide a warm and friendly environment. We believe that everyone deserves to be treated with respect and believe in the dignity of every person that comes to our pantry for food. We offer helping hands, not blame. With kindness and understanding, we want to feed their souls as well as feed their families. The pantry is blessed to have dedicated volunteers that work for the benefit of our neighbors. What the volunteers get back is a special feeling of community when we supply more than 50 homes with a Thanksgiving dinner. What's in a name? The Big Flats Community Food Pantry. What does Big Flats Community mean anyway? Does it mean that it takes a community to fight hunger? Well, I would say yes. Indeed it does. Does it mean that we feed the community of Big Flats? Well, actually, we feed those in the communities of Golden Globe and Catlin as well. Now let's talk some facts and dollars for just a minute. The state food grants, that is about 30% of our annual income, is part of the national Feed America campaign. The more people we feed, the more state dollars we receive. The rest of our income is donations from the community. Fundraising, in and by itself, is directly related to the number of people a pantry can help and how often food can be provided. In comparison to other local volunteer pantries similar to us, such as Horseheads or Addison, we provide 4 times the amount of food. Because of the fundraising, we are able to provide food to our Big Flat neighbors every week, while other pantries offer food once a month. Our team is committed to making our pantry special and to fight hunger in our community. 25% of our income comes from the Christmas bell ringing at Meniere's, where 10 separate organizations encourage shoppers to put their money in a little red bucket. 20% is from our spring fundraiser, plus organizational donations like from the American Legion and Auxiliary, the Crop Walk, Lions Club, and others. 15% of our money is from individual donations, and 10% comes from local churches and the Islamic Association. Averaging both the income and expenses, over the years from 2006 to 2014, we spent $45 more than we collected. Some years our income was up a little, and some years we spent a little more than we took in. But overall, we took $45 out of our savings over 8 years. That's pretty darn good. This is evidence that we can consistently fight hunger in our community. The average of the last 2 years, however, is quite different. In the past 2 years, we have brought in an average of about $6,000 more than we spent. This increase is due to 3 things. 1, we, along with other pantries, are down in the number of people needing food. Some weeks, we are down almost half of previous years. 2, we are receiving more grant money than before. 3, as a community, we are doing a bang-up job of fundraising, especially from individuals and organizations. Today, I would like to start a conversation with the community about this excess. As director of a nonprofit organization, this excess personally makes me uncomfortable. I like the 45 difference much better. I feel it is my responsibility to analyze this, articulate this, and propose some viable solutions for this excess that will assure our donors in the community that we are acting responsibly with their donations. Before I talk about some solutions, let me assure you, our Big Flats neighbors will continue to receive food every week. This is not up for negotiation. Giving additional food to our people is not the answer. as many do not take everything that they are offered now. They are receiving four times the food of other pantries. We have put the word out, along with some posters, that everyone to make sure that everyone knows that the pantry is open. So the first idea to deal with the excess is just stop fundraising. The saying goes, if you find yourself in a hole, quit digging. That would be the easiest solution. If things turn around down the road, start fundraising again. Easy, but perhaps not the most caring thing we can do. If we have a connection between people who want to help and we know people that need food, shouldn't we continue to help? Isn't there a bigger community to consider? Solution number two, increase the area we serve. Go beyond our specific geographical area. This idea would work for now, but depending on how many new people we would get, would dictate if we could maintain a larger area every year. The data suggests this change would require additional fundraising to be able to continue to offer food every week, every year, to a bigger area. Some pantries, like Corny, do not have a specific area. They feed anyone from any place, but only once a month. The solution of expanding our area requires a commitment to a new group of people for years to come, not something that we are ready for just yet. Solution number three, put the money in the bank for a rainy day. Well, now we're getting to the heart of the dilemma. What does a food pantry that brings in too many donations do with the extra funds? Tell donors to keep their money? Put the money in the bank to make more money? Or should we find a way to reach out and feed additional people when times are good and we have an abundance? Should we find a way to share the excess? The fourth solution that makes most sense to me is to keep the Christmas kettle and the faith-based money for Big Flats residents, but allow individual and corporate donors and organizations to decide if they would like to share their donation with a larger community. We have the connections that would allow us to anonymously give a portion of our excess to other local pantries that are struggling to get by. We can be a conduit for individuals and organizations who want to donate funds to alleviate hunger, to connect with other pantries that are in need, only if we have an excess. When you give money to the Salvation Army bell ringers at Sam's Club or Kmart or Market Street, is it your expectation that the money will be used to only help the people that live nearby? Or are you trying to help those in need? When you give money to the Crop Walk, the Christian Rural Overseas Program, you know that money is going to the larger community. 75% of the money leaves America and goes overseas to fight hunger. The one thing that most pantries have in common is that they are sponsored by people of faith. We are not run by the government or corporate America, but are a community of caring individuals offering the basic necessity of food. My mother lived through the Great Depression. Her memory of that time was the abundance of food they had living on a dairy farm. They had everything they needed. But when times got tough, people from town did start showing up at their back door asking for food. Her memory of the Depression was not going without food, but of being able to help those in need. I suggest that when we help those in need, when you think of the good of all, when you choose love over fear, when you experience the feeling of community, it is the face of God. It is doing God's work. In addition to helping our regular neighbors, we also get people who are truly in need of emergency food, people who are unsure about their next meal, like the young mother with her baby in a stroller, with her elderly mother in tow that came to our pantry. It was easy to tell that she was frightened, unsure where and when she was going to get food for her family. We could see by her anxiousness and the look of desperation in her eye. She wasn't from around here, but she was hungry and without food. We quickly assured her that she would get food. You could immediately see her relief. She had been looking for food all morning. She lived just over the border in Pennsylvania. We gave her food. With tears in her eyes, she thanked us repeatedly. We all experienced a sense of community, a sense of caring, a sense of love. Four different pantries in Elmira had turned her away, but she found food at our pantry. This isn't a business trying to make a profit. This is a basic, fundamental need of food. This young woman was clearly hungry and desperate. With God's love in our hearts, shouldn't we all strive to see a bigger picture? Emergency food is for anyone that has no food, without looking at geographical boundaries. Recently, a new pantry opened in Elmira. They were not prepared for the response they received. There were so many people that came, they ran out of food and had to close their doors. Many people were turned away, angry that the promise of food was snatched away. That anger is desperation. That anger is hunger. There is no better feeling than when we can turn a person's fear of not knowing where the next meal will come from into tears of happiness by simply giving them a bag of groceries. We deal with tears on a regular basis. That is what emergency food is all about. That is our privilege to turn your donations into food for families in need. That is the hand of God. We are merely the conduit for the feeling of community. So today we begin the dialogue. When the Big Flats Community Food Pantry receives thousands of dollars in excess donations over and beyond what is needed for just our geographical area, what should we do? Should we put the money in the bank, let it grow, keep it for our local neighbors who already receive much more than other pantries? Should we stop asking for donations? Or should we act as stewards and spread a portion of the abundance to a larger community, giving to pantries that have to close their doors before everyone has received food? Should we use our Christian heart and act as conduits for our donors to reach to those who are truly desperate for food? Today, let's start the dialogue. This new idea of sharing our excess might seem different or sudden or even scary. But after 12 years of managing the finances at the pantry, I know it is time to try something new. And I have confidence that we can safely share some of our abundance. I hope that you will think about this and give us feedback. My hope is that by next year, after we have fed all of those in Big Flats community, that we can use a portion of this year's abundance and begin to help to feed a larger community. Let's choose the path of love. In closing, as Sister Simone said, as long as we stay sealed up in ourselves, we will never know what the joy of God is. Come, be community, be connected with each other. Everyone comes, and then we're community. But we have to let go of holding on to ourselves to hold hands with each other. Thank you.